Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Here's a pitch to AJ. Swing and a drive to left field. Diamondbacks lead it 3-0. On a caught out there by Cuevas. That ball died at the wall, and Cuevas made the catch. Holly takes off his helmet. He was like me. He thought it was gone.
Oh, well.
Story swings, hits it to deep right center field. Back on it goes. Souza looks up, and it's gone. Opposite field over under the bullpen. In right center for Trevor Story. The lead goes to 4-1 Colorado. 3-2 with two outs in the ninth. Jay digs in against Davis. Here's the pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Rockies win it. Final score 5-1. Back in a moment.
Victory!
Way to go, Rockies. I love it. I love it! Rockies now 2.5 games behind the Dodgers and Diamondbacks, but making up ground on both. The Giants are also 2.5 back, so the NL West is tight. Love it. Padres are passengers on this train. They are 11.5 out. Their season is over. But the Giants, Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Dodgers are all in the mix with a 3-game set with the Mariners coming up this weekend, which should be really fun. Mariners are a super good team this year, and the Rockies just won that series in Seattle. So hopefully they can do the same this weekend. So nice, huge win last night. With all the quirkiness of position players, a position player giving up a home run to a pitcher happens. Marquez was not getting cheated last night, and I don't care who was throwing to you. If you can hit a ball that far, you're an athlete. You're pretty special. So, you know, good for the Rockies. They bounced back from that just kind of, you know, frustrating loss from a couple nights ago, where Tyler Anderson pitched so well, and then the bullpen was just awful. No Jake McGee today. No Jake McGee yesterday. You know, it was Oberg, Russin, Davis for sure. Was there somebody else in there in that mix as well? Whatever. Rockies got it done. And yeah, I saw all the, the sarcasm out there when Brian Shaw came in with a 17-run lead. People were nervous. That's awful. Good to talk to Kyle Freeland. He does not technically get the win, even though he went 5 1/3. It was just one of those quirky scoring things. And
so it was Kyle Freeland, Scott Oberg, Chris Russin, Adam Ottavino, and Wade Davis.
Ottavino is awesome. Ottavino should have been an all-star. Freeland should have been an all-star. You know, we just had Kyle on. Of course it's your dad that's upset, right? Like, your dad's pissed. Dads are great like that. You know, they got your back no matter what. From Little League to the major leagues. Can't you see, like, Kyle Freeland's dad calling the commissioner of baseball to get a vote check? Hey, who's in charge over there? Did you see what my kid's done? Of course he deserves to be on the All-Star team. Good dude, Kyle Freeland. You can see Kyle with Sandy and Zach over at Jackson starting at 6 o'clock as we're doing a special 25th anniversary special at Jackson's in Lodo, brought to you by Coors Light and the Play Ball exhibit at the Colorado History Center. I'm not going to lie, man. I love baseball so much. I'm much more of a, I'm trying to, temper myself and be objective. But when it comes to the Rockies, I'm just such a fan. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've always been a fan for sure. But, you know, it was so fun last year to be in that clubhouse. After the game, now they lost the game, but they had clinched it, however, the right teams won, whatever. And to be in that clubhouse, and there goes all the champagne and the other assortments of liquids and the music and the players jumping up and down with goggles on. And it's just such an awesome moment, man. So much fun. So much fun. It's hard not to sort of get swept up into that moment and, you know, root for these guys. And it's not that I'm not pulling for the Broncos, but the Broncos have had some curious, it's been a curious couple of years. It's been a curious couple of years for the Broncos. So I'm encouraged. I love it. I don't want to give up on the Rockies. I have definitely not given up on the Rockies. If anything, look what they've done. Man, they have been on a roll. What are they in their last 10 games? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Way to go. Love it. And if you go back a little further from that, they are 10-3 in their last 13. Awesome. Awesome. So get out there. I'm sure there'll be big crowds on hand over the weekend to see the Mariners take on the Rockies, and that should be a lot of fun. Sensatella on the mound tomorrow night. Tyler Anderson. So we don't know who's starting on Saturday. That's interesting. Or at least it's not listed yet.
Well, it's because Chad Bettis was scratched earlier today.
What's going on with Chad?
He is, I believe he had a blister on his right middle finger.
Oh. So who's going? That's kind
we
of interesting.
Do not know
huh?
yet. No, that was just announced earlier today. Yeah, blister issues. He's progressing, but he's still not going to be able to make the start tomorrow, Saturday.
Okay. Yikes, who does start?
I mean, you've got John Gray, Jeff Hoffman.
Whoa.
You've got Harrison Musgrave, Yency Almonte.
Wait, is Gray back up with the club?
No, he's not. But Jeff Hoffman's not down there either. He's not with the team either. But who's to say the Rockies couldn't make a move between then and now to bring up one of those two?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was thinking about asking Freeland about Gray, and I just kind of.
I was glad you asked him about the DH, though. That was a very good conversation because I know how big of a fan of the DH you are.
Well, here's why Freeland, rightfully as a pitcher, is a fan of the pitcher hitting, because he gets to pitch against a pitcher. So you're going to tell me every I'm going to go through eight hitters, and then I'm a pitcher, and I get to throw against a pitcher? Yeah, good rule. Keep that going.
Patrick Saunders just tweeted out literally a minute ago, Rockies manager Bud Black said he will announce Saturday's starter on Friday. It will not be Chad Bettis, still out with a blister on his finger.
Ooh, are they going to bring John Gray back for one start before the All-Star game? I'm kind of a fan of that, by the way. That sounds like somebody's coming up, doesn't it? Like we're going to do something here.
It sounds like
Or we haven't made up our minds, but I'm a John Gray fan too. I like John. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see him come up, pitch well, then you get the All-Star break and you can just stay here, right?
You would hope so.
Oh, yeah, you'll hope so. Or, hey, listen, man, if there's somebody else that's deserving, bring it on, right? Like, if there's somebody else that needs a shot, let's do it. By the way, you seeing Brendan Rodgers lighted up in the All-Star game? We got a stud coming up, by the way. Rodgers is going to be something special.
You see Tim Tebow doubled in his first Eastern League All-Star game at-bat?
Did he really?
He did.
That is awesome.
Speaking of players that are just...
That is awesome.
Toe-tagged, ready to come up here later on in the season. Tim Tebow is just...
How many at-bats did he get in that All-Star game?
I'm not seeing it. Hold on.
He hit a double in the All-Star game. That is awesome. How do you not love this sport, man? Tim Tebow hit a double in a double-A All-Star game. I mean, what else do the Mets have going on? Why not bring him up?
Tebow also grounded out to shortstop in the fifth, flied out to left in the seventh, and representing the go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth, struck out swinging.
Oh, wow. He played a lot. He had four bats in an All-Star game?
Yep.
Wow.
Looks
he was
like
a big draw,
the entire
right?
game. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So he goes 1-for-4 and whiffs when it matters most. He hit a double.
Oh, check this out. The game ended in a 4-4 tie. I don't know if you heard about this.
Why did it end in a tie? I did hear it ended in a tie, but I don't know why.
I'm not sure, but it just doesn't make sense.
Just game, we're done.
Yeah.
That's enough. So at the end of the day, it's a AA All-Star game, right? Like Tebow got four at bats. He kept everybody around for long enough. Do you think everybody would have left had he just, you know, been benched? Probably, right?
Now, do you remember Alfred's idea of how to break a tie or end a game basically in baseball?
He wants a home run derby, right? Yeah.
So there was a guy named Luigi Rodriguez and Will Craig, and they competed in a home run derby. Now, the game ended in a 4-4 tie. Craig captured a head-to-head hitting competition that gave the Western Division their victory.
Oh, they really did have a home run derby to determine the winner.
So I'm reading an article right now on MILB.com.
Do not tell Alfred that. Whatever you do, do not tell Alfred that. They literally ended the game with a home run derby.
That's what I'm getting from this article right here.
Wow. Please don't tell Alfred that. He will not. If you actually tell him that, he will never let that die.
Yeah, it says right here, the Luigi Rodriguez smacked a go-ahead solo shot in the eighth inning to secure Bush's All-Star MVP honors and won the Eastern League All-Star Classic in a 4-4 tie. Craig captured a head-to-head hitting competition that gave the Western Division the victory.
You cannot tell Al that. Please don't. I beg of you not to tell Alfred that he actually has a good idea. All right, well, cool. By the way, here's some other fun stories, if you didn't catch them today. The Papa John guy is the meltdown with the Papa John guy is of epic proportion. So Peyton Manning had this really deep dish relationship with the Papa John guy. I mean, they're doing commercials together. Peyton's buying up every Papa John's in Colorado. And it turns out that Papa John's like a huge racist. So he's on a conference call last month, and he's citing them because he's been criticized in the past for being a racist, and he's on a conference call, and he says, well, Colonel Sanders used to use the N-word all the time. Like, Papa John was like defending himself. And dropped the N-word again and used Colonel Sanders as the example of I guess it's okay to use the N-word. How many derogatory terms did the Burger King or Ronald McDonald use in his day? Now, this led me to wonder, wait, was there really a Colonel Sanders? But as it turns out, there really was a Colonel Sanders. Now, I apologize that I didn't know that off the top of my head. But I definitely did not know that off the top of my head. There was a dude who was born in 1890. Colonel Sanders. And he lived forever. He died in like 1980, right? He was like 90 years old. Way to go, Colonel Sanders. And he's the one that created, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, apparently, he was a raging racist. I mean, are you shocked that somebody who was born in 1890, grew up in the South, and is called Colonel Sanders is a raging racist? I mean, doesn't surprise me.
Now, really quick, just to kind of give a little background to this, the conference call took place in June, and Papa was asked how he would distance himself from racist groups online. And Papa replied by complaining that Colonel Sanders, and then he used this slur, and no one is quite sure where he got this from, and KFC had never gotten into trouble. And he also noted for some reason that where he grew up, that there was just, it's all bad. Just go look at it.
Papa John's an idiot. I bet it, you know, it was probably a stunning moment to Peyton Manning, who was, I mean, how many commercials was Peyton Manning in with Papa John? Who's been in more commercials together? Those two annoying guys from Sonic or Peyton Manning and Papa John? I bet it's close.
I like those Sonic guys.
By the way, one of the Sonic guys used to be a co-RA with my wife at Syracuse. The bald dude. TJ. Yeah, TJ. I knew TJ when he was like 20 years old. I've been watching TJ on Sonic commercials for like 10 years. TJ. That's TJ. I remember TJ when he was a bad RA at Syracuse. He's you like those dudes, huh?
I think they're funny.
They've been doing the same commercial for years. Well, Papa John and Peyton were giving it a run, weren't they? I mean, you know, they were giving it a run.
So here, I think within the last week, Papa John has stepped down from the University of Louisville's Board of Trustees. He's already resigned from the Louisville Athletics Association Board. MLB indefinitely suspended its Papa Slam promotion with the company, where fans could get pizza discounts after Grand Slams. The Miami Marlins have officially suspended their relationship with Papa John's. Papa John resigned as chairman of the board of Papa John's, as well as Papa John's pizza shares tanked by nearly 5% on Wednesday, wiping out $96.2 million in market value and reaching a new two-year low.
Yeah, I guess what's a good thing in America is when you come out as a unmitigated racist, you go into the tank. That's probably a positive thing here in America. You know, you can't be a just a outspoken racist and, you know, keep it chugging along.
Well, it's interesting.
But, I mean, what a horror show, though, for Peyton Manning. Think about this for a second. Because you've connected yourself with this guy, and I'm sure Peyton didn't know the guy was a absurd racist, you know, up until, you know, they're doing business together. Peyton Manning's wearing his football jersey and tucking it into his pants. You know, who doesn't tuck their football jersey into their pants?
I wonder if he got the type of severance pay that Donald Sterling got for being a racist. That $2 billion severance pay to leave.
I don't know. I'm not feeling bad for Papa John. Oh, this just in. The media will no longer be served Papa John pizzas on Fridays by the Broncos. We're back to blackjack. True story. Peyton Manning started his Papa John thing going on. And yes, every Friday for years and years and years, the Broncos very, very nicely order up pizzas for the media. It's a every Friday sort of thing. And for a while, it was like Domino's, and somebody jokingly said, oh, I can't believe we're not getting Papa John's because Peyton Manning, this whole thing. We find out that Peyton Manning, on purpose, said that he didn't want Papa John's delivered to the media because he didn't want that to influence their coverage of him and the team. Talk about overthinking it. The next year, there was just Papa John's pizzas there because it made no sense that Peyton Manning was owning like 100 Papa John's stores and, you know, we were getting like Domino's. But I bet you there's no more Papa John's now. And so at some point, Peyton Manning realizes, wow, my business partner is a freaking unbelievable racist. And so, I mean, was that the reason he sold all of his Papa John franchises? I mean, kind of makes sense, right? I don't know if that's exactly the reason. What a horror show for Peyton Manning, who is a very smart, calculated businessman. You find out the guy that you've been standing next to is, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's Jared from Subway, but, you know, he's not a good guy either. So there you go, Papa John. Be careful you do business with Peyton, I guess. Well, it's got to end at some point. Charles Oakley got himself in a pinch. Details on that. Rockies win today. Fantastic news. How are you feeling about your Rockies as they head into the All-Star break? This is The Drive on The Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
John,
what's up, D-Mac?
What's up, John?
Chub, chub, chub.
You got it, dude. What's up?
I appreciate you taking the call, man.
Sure.
And to a fellow baseball fan, you
nice.
Know, I definitely want to call about these Rockies, show some Rockies, you know, love. And I was a kid, you know, I'm one of these rare people that's actually from Denver. You know, and lived here my whole life. I know that's rare.
Native.
But, you know, I was there, you know, 93 opening day, Mile High.
Nice.
$1 Rock Pile tickets with the 7-Eleven pin all in them, you know.
Very
catching,
cool.
Catching big cats, home runs,
nice.
Stuff like that.
Nice. You know? You got the cred, and, John. You firmly established your credentials. I like it.
They're looking good, D-Mac. And it was funny because I was hearing you talk like a couple weeks ago, and we always unsure with this team. We know that. But I got to say, man, Marquez right now is looking like an ace, man.
Yes, yes.
And I'm looking at Blackman and Desmond. I mean, they just knocking it out the park.
Yes. Can you believe can you believe there are hosts on this station who were already giving up and talking about trading Nolan and getting prospects,
man,
and the whole thing?
You know why I can believe it, D-Mac,
why?
Is that's been our story every year. And I guess if there's anything different about this year, I feel like it's the time they're getting hot. You know, usually we start hot and live to the finish. That's been our story all the time.
Yeah.
But now we kind of getting hot after football season, after basketball, or, you know, after basketball
yes.
season,
yes.
after hockey.
Yes.
Now there's something to watch, you
right.
know? And so I feel like, man, if they kind of build this momentum into the All-Star break and afterwards, man, you better watch these Rockies. I was there in Rocktober. These guys can roll. This is the kind of team we kind of got a bunch of no-name guys. But when they get to, man, when they get on a roll, man, you better watch out.
I like it, John. I appreciate it. By the
surprise something.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
You.
I appreciate it. By the way, they're not a bunch of no-name guys. Trevor Story is an All-Star. He's basically been the best player in baseball for the past month. Nolan Arenado may be the greatest third baseman of all time. Charlie Blackman's a multiple all-star, including this year. You know, Cargo's probably had his better days come and go, but he's giving you significant contributions. Ian Desmond is a long-established Major League Baseball player. And although he had some struggles, hang in there. It's a long season. Hang in there. Dude is raking. Ionetta, okay, you know, I need a little more out of Ionetta, to be honest with you. I mean, the Rockies are carrying three catchers right now. It's very interesting. I'm not exactly sure what that's all about, but with Murphy, Walters, and Ionetta, hopefully you get some good production there. Parr is a, you know, they're not no-name guys. And Marquez pitching great. Kyle Freeland should have been an all-star. Go ask his dad. Anderson pitching terrific. I'm sorry to hear about Chad Bettis having a blister issue, Big Sexy. I think that's what it was. He got scratched on Saturday. That's a very common pitcher type of thing.
Placed on the DL because of it.
Yeah, that happens. The blister thing. But Bettis has been solid. You know, John Gray, isn't it funny? Like, the one guy that you just haven't been able to rely on this year was John Gray. Will they bring John Gray up for Saturday?
We're fixing to find out.
We're fixing to find out. And they'll announce that, I guess, tomorrow at some point. So they're talking about it right now. It'll be an interesting decision. Brian Shaw's back. Just, you know. I mean, I was getting it on Twitter last night. Hey, they're at 17. Do you think we're safe to have Shaw in there? And it was. It was safe to have Shaw in there. I'm excited. I'm optimistic. Last year, it just felt like, the Dodgers are just going to get it together. I don't have that same feeling this year. I think it's ripe for the taking. And I don't know why the Rockies couldn't do it. I like what Jeff Bridich did in terms of developing your starting pitching and throwing money at the bullpen. Wade Davis has been solid, very, very solid. Ottavino should be an all-star. Rustin is great in his role. Jake McGee makes me want to jump out the building. But I'm just confused with Jake McGee. He's a big, huge, you know, lefty who throws in the mid-90s, and he just gets tagged, like, all the time. I don't really quite get it. Oberg was good today. I don't know. I love this team. I love watching them.
Do you not think this Rockies pitching staff is full of a bunch of no-namers? The starting pitching staff?
The
starting rotation. Because it seems like a lot of these guys are homegrown minor leaguers that the Rockies developed.
Yeah, but there's been a plan for each and every one of them.
But we're
though.
Not talking about big-name, you know, front-of-the-line pitchers where casual baseball fans in other cities would know who Antonio Senzatella is or Germán Márquez.
Listen, here's the chip we have to live. Here's the chip on our shoulder out here in the mountain time zone. You realize people in the East Coast don't even know the mountain time zone exists, right? Yeah, it's like, Eastern, Central Pacific, right? No, mountain. People think we just, you know, every ball's a home run out here. And the ball does travel more, I'm not going to lie, of course. Yeah, you could be right. I mean, you know, who around the country knows Márquez, right? Who really knows Kyle Freeland around the country? Nobody. And everybody discounts the Rockies players anyways. And nobody considers anybody who pitches for the Rockies serious. They got it wrong. The country has it wrong. So, hang on.
Just coming out here in the past couple hours, Diamondbacks starter Zach Greinke has been added to the NL All-Star roster, replacing John Lester.
Oh, what are Greinke's numbers next to Freeland? What are Greinke's numbers next to Freeland? I get it if we're doing career achievement awards. I get it. But what are Greinke's numbers next to Freeland? That's in our division, too. That's a big insult right there. I mean, they're adding a starting pitcher, not a reliever. So maybe Ottavino's not in that conversation. But what do Greinke's numbers look next to Kyle Freeland? I'm saying it, so I'm saying it a million times so these guys can look it up.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So, all right. Kyle Freeland, 8-6 on the year, 3.18 ERA. He started 18
games. Say that.
Wait,
slow down. Say it again.
8-6 on the season.
Yeah.
3.18 ERA.
Yeah.
Started 18 games.
Yeah.
88 strikeouts. What else you want?
88 how many walks? How many walks? What's his whip? In fact, you don't even have to give me walks. Just give me his whip if you can find
it. Whip 1.205.
205.
Walks 37 on the year so far.
37. So he's 2-for-1 strikeouts to walks. He's got a 1.20 whatever whip and a 3.18 ERA. I really don't care about the wins and losses. Like, he didn't get credit for anything today. It should have been a win for him. So I'm not too hung up on that. All right, give me Greinke.
Greinke's 9-5 on the year.
Oh, dear.
Started 19 games, pitched 114 innings.
Yeah.
117 strikeouts to 23 walks.
That's impressive. Okay. What's his whip?
Whip is 1.149.
Ah, okay. All right. He deserves it. He deserves it. He probably should have been named right off the bat. So, okay. No beefs there. That'd have been a lot more fun if his numbers weren't as good as Kyle Freeland, but they were better. Okay. Well, we'll see who else drops out. Hopefully somebody else will get hurt, Big Sexy, right? Who should we root for? maybe somebody's going to get hurt, or they'll meet Pac-Man Jones in the airport, or their wife will be giving birth, or I don't know. We can pull for something, right?
Speaking of getting hurt, Shelby Miller, starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks last night.
Yeah, are people taking the razor blades away from that dude?
He is already on the 10-day DL with right elbow inflammation.
Yeah. Is that what they're calling it?
He left in the first inning due to tightness in his surgically repaired right elbow.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I guess he was getting destroyed by Diamondbacks fans on social media last night. Destroyed. He has not had a good run there with a timeout for him. But a great win by the Rockies. They pulled it out. And you have a cool opportunity starting in about 20 minutes to meet Kyle Freeland out at the Rockies 25th anniversary special that we're hosting at Jackson's at Lodo. Zach and Sandy will be there for a special live broadcast. So not the Drive Reloaded. We're going to do some baseball talk with Zach and Sandy downtown. That happens right at 6 o'clock. Thanks to Coors Light and Play Ball Exhibit, the Play Ball Exhibit at the Colorado History Center.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Come on, man. Summertime. Summertime in the Rocky Mountains.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company?
Yeah.
But if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
303-713-1043.
I got mouth to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down.
Saw Nikki's article in The Athletic. She's talking to John Fox. You know, you can use all this technology to sort of track, you know, if your players are paying attention. And, of course, I asked Bill Musgrave about it. And he said, well, we're not wiping a lot of noses or babysitting. But John Fox liked it in Nikki's article. I don't know if players understand that. They can track it. I could check how much time the player spent on the iPad. You could tell when they were opening files or when they were on the video part of the iPad. And you could see if it was working based on their performance. So my man Foxy was checking it out. Foxy wasn't trusting anything. I think they all check it out. I totally don't really believe Bill Musgrave that they don't track, you know, what the players are doing. Yeah, here's Bill Musgrave probably fibbing.
Coach, the technology with the playbooks allows you to go back and actually look how long the players have studied, where they studied. How closely do you guys track that?
We don't really track. I think we know whether our guys are into it or not. We've got a good group. So, we're not wiping a lot of noses or babysitting. We've got a good group on offense, and they've been tremendously into it thus far.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
Hey, by the way, if you want to see a few of the Broncos' plays, go look up this article because they've done some screenshots of, I mean, I don't know if this matters or not, but how about this, right, Big Sexy? They got screenshots of real plays that the Broncos use. So if you want to know how the Broncos run, you know, why left banana, purple Z-dog, you know, slide, you know, wiggle, wiggle, Omaha YXP, LMNOPQRSTUV, you can actually see it here. That's kind of fun. I mean, boy, you'd have to be such a football head to sort of dive into this, but it's part of the article. There you go, Nikki. Good job.
And it's crazy because when you're looking at it, it looks like an actual playbook, but if you click on it, it gives you options where you can see the play, you can see the different setups, you can see the defense, you can see you can send it to somebody, the info on the play, and I think you can actually see a video of it.
Pretty cool. Way to go, Player Link. Another step forward in the wonderful, wacky world of technology.
I wonder if the Broncos have given Case Keenum the ability to use the virtual reality to intake their playbook like the Vikings did last year.
Yeah, you know, I asked Keenum about that when he was introduced about the VR stuff, and he kind of played it off like it really wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, Ted Sundquist and his partners have been working on this stuff down in the Springs for a couple years now. I mean, it's not even all that new. We'll see where it goes. I don't think it's a matter of if teams in the NFL will have virtual reality simulations. It's just a matter of what that company will be and how it gets used. It's not, I mean, everybody will have it. And I've been told now for like three straight years through a couple of different coaches and people that they just weren't really all that into it and it didn't make sense for them at the time. But Case Keenum used it. I mean, Case Keenum, look it up. He said in an article last year it was a big reason he was able to get up to speed the way he was in Minnesota. So when it comes to technology, it's clear that, you know, teams probably will give their players every opportunity to become as good as humanly possible, and technology is going to be a big part of it. It's a good question. Will Case Keenum sort of get into it? Will Paxton Lynch get into it?
Will the Broncos get into it?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think they have to a certain degree. They just haven't been able to sell the coaches on it.
Well, the last, I mean, has VJ been asked about it?
Because I asked VJ about it.
I remember you asked Kubiak about it. And he just kind of scoffed about it.
He did. And I've asked VJ about it. But they, you know, they don't, there's no intrinsic reason why they have to tell me the truth. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's too expensive. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, the Broncos have a analytics department run by Mitch Tanny. They seem to be into the new wave of things. Players Link was developed inside of the Broncos, and now they're everywhere. They've just grown incredibly. See how it goes. I mean, it doesn't make a difference if you don't adapt to it and use it. Analytics like this, for example, in baseball, what do you think? All those shifts in baseball are by accident? No, I mean, they've got reams of data to do what they're doing. And by the way, I am not a fan of like establishing rules where you can't shift. No, it's a baseball field. You can put the players anywhere you darn please. And, you know, you have to figure that out. It's on the offense to figure. I don't think you should say, oh, the shortstop can't play to the left of second base. No, he can play wherever he wants. It's the beauty of the game. You got a field, you got to protect it. That being said, you should get down to talk some baseball with Zach and Sandy and Kyle Freeland down at Jackson's. We got a great deal going on. That's going to start just in a couple of minutes. Happy birthday again to our guy, Chad Brown. Way to go, Rockies. Big win tonight on top of that slaughter yesterday. Big Sexy, Strawberry Man.
Jack Doyle.
Nobody does it better. Thank you. We'll see you.